Sichas Rambam Parshas.
Started late. You can have time this later. Good morning. It's brought in Svarim that Shabbos Lichus is Gematria 1216. Which is Gematria Tshuva B'Milui. Which means to me on a simple level, it's a Shabbos, one has to done a Tshuva Shlema, a Tshuva Mahava, we'll soon discuss. Ulahoyer just came to me that 1216 is also Gematria Pshat Remez Rushin Sod. That if you want to come to the Tshuva Shlema, the diamonds with Ligam Disparsha, you have to be Choyfer to get all the depth of what the Inyan of Shabbos Slichus. Which is also begimatria b'kudei Hashem Yisharim b'samchei Lev, which is also begimatria mital Hashemayim u'shmanei Arts. Only when you delve and you understand the kesher between Shabbos Lichus and this week's parsha, you understand you're able to reap all the reward from this week's parsha. Behektim. I'm going fast today. There's a lot to say. We say Mr. Shabbos by Slichus, the central pizman, is b'meitzoy menucha kidam nucha tchila hat olducha mimorem yoyshev tchila l'shmaya alarina v'latfil. Is all the svarim go through all the diukim b'moitzoy menucha l'maynafkimina when if it's Shabbos if it's Tuesday why be'emes taka is slichus start kiminig Ashkenaz dafke Mr. Shabbos what's that kidam nucha tchila and why the kefal haloshin and what's pshat afterwards we say. Hat oznuchom imorim, rather long-winded expression. Yoishiv tehila. I don't know what does yoishiv tehila mean bechal. What's it talking about? And then we say lishmoya el arina velatfila vaiter akefil loshma. To understand this, let me start off with a maisa. Everyone knows a very famous story. I'm sure you all know it. That the Rebbe Rabinim of Shischa, when he was a younger man, he was by the choyze for Rosh Hashanah in Lublin. And after the davening, after Musaf, he turned around to the chassidim who were there, and he said, the Rebbe is going to say Torah by the Tish on the Pasuk. I'll tell you which Pasuk. He said, Vayizker likim es noyach v'skol achaya v'skol achaya v'skol v'heimash ite bateva v'yavir likim ruach al oretz v'yashoy gulamay. So the chassidim, how in the world does he know what the Rebbe is going to say in the future? What Pasuk the Rebbe will say on the Dibur Maschul of the Torah by Tish? Aber they, and he said, by the way, and the Rebbe gave Taichin that is a Yisker Likim is Noyach, right? And Noyach gate of the Tzaddik and the Chus of the Tzaddik Vizkala Behemah Vizkachaya. All the people are Bivchinat Odom Behemah Tishi Hashem the Gemara Tzaddik Chulin. They will also be saved in the table. And Kachav, that's exactly what the Torah that the Chosah said. So after the Tish, they went to Rebbe Rabinim and the Baal Ruch HaKodesh, how do you know? He said, Pasha, I was davening next to the Rebbe, next to the Chuyze, and I heard when he came to that Pasuk, which is the first Pasuk of Zichreinus, he was Meirish Olimus in his Avodah Shebelev, and I understood that that's the Pasuk against Shtel in for the Torah. But Be'emes is Yedua by the Sadiqim when it came to this Pasuk in Zichreinus, right? I give just one example, Rabbi Yitzchak Suchiner, said by his father, Moshele of Rosvedorf, who was the son of the Blazer of Jacob, the son of the grandson of the Rapshitzer, he said when it came to when he was the Chazan, the Shliach Tibur, and it came to the Pasuk, Vayizkor Likim es Noyach, right, is going, the chandeliers in the Besmedish were shaking, right? He said, why? Because it says, Vayishoyku Hamayim, right? Taich Rashi, Al Derech V'chamas HaMelech Shechoch. So we say it's a Pasuk that's the Melech Malchim Lochim v'chamasa Melech was leaked to. Behektim, just derech agav, just parenthetically, I mentioned once in Shabbos Noyach that Noyach Bechlal is a big kesher to Rosh Hashanah. You're not going to be a genius to work out. Rosh Hashanah is Gimatria Tevas Noyach HaMakoylul, which is the Sefer Tevas. Eile told us Noyach Ich Sadik Tomim is also the Sefer Tevas for Gimatria Rosh Hashanah. And Eile told us Noyach is Gimatria, as the Mirchaim says, Shana Tevu Mitsuka. There's many, many connections between Noyach. But what's Likto? What's the... So I saw a beautiful Pirush, which is Nuykiv, from the Vina Rav, in a few different places. I'm putting it all together from a few different places. He says, there are two types of choytim, two types of sinners. There's one Rachman al-Islam, who's over Averis, b'shat nefesh, b'mezid, b'meri, he's yedeas riboyne, m'chavid limrit boy, ein pachad l'ikim l'neged einov, y'haltzach l'izdin v'les dayan Rachman al-Islam, and therefore is shavik hateir of ochel yisurah. He's pashut rebellion, gate them good or something. And on this kind of person, Evan Shleiman, next week's parish, and he saw him, the pasuk says, "V'hoya b'shamei yezdivrei Allah hazoyis v'zbarech b'levavi leimer shalom yeliki b'shiris libi elech." Then the Eibusher says, "Lo yoyiv Hashem sleich gifelch." What's likdo? Normal the pasuk says, "Ein shalom b'atzamei lechatosi." A person who sins, and a malin man, whatever, is conscious, is still alive, he is not happy. There's an inner turbulence with him. A person says to himself, I want to be at peace with myself. I want to sleep at night. Right? And he's already eradicated, he's destroyed his Yetzer Toiv in order to accommodate his Yetzer Hara, says the Eibush Shalev Hashem Slich. And on this, the Rambam says, he loses his Bechir. Very famous Rambam in Perek Vov, right? Another type of person, which is Roiv, Rubam, Mamash, come on, everybody of Klal Yisrael, where even B'Shas Achet, he has a Munas Hashem L'Neged Einuf. And even B'Shas Aveira, his Liba, Yeshover, L'Resisim, his heart is completely Tzabrochen. How could I be Moirid, K'Neged Malach, Malachim, Lochim? And he feels broken that he can't be Kuvish, his Yetzer. And the MS, as the Gemara says, the brachas, retzeneinu lasis, retzein malkeinu, elami ma'akiv, sar shebi isa, v'shib golius, as the famous chapter everyone has over, the binul itim, Hashem, David HaMelech said until him, Hashem, negdecha kol tavosi. You, Eibishter, first of all, taivas are all negdecha. Even the taivas heter is negdecha. But the Eibishter, negdecha tavosi, you know the taivas, you know the mashicha of a boss of a dom. Even B'Shas Eid is looking dread. The krechs, the tzaka that Eid has, he doesn't want to be where he is. He wants to be hecher. And that's what David HaMelech says, Takech ben azindik and mensch. But that's not really where I want to be. When he says a moir, the Vina Rav says a moir tikka pshat. Gorgeous, a moir tikka pshat. Everyone knows the famous Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ganva puma de machtarta rachmona kari." A ganav is about to break in, and he asks Eibishter, "Help! What's going on here?" The simple pshat is he does fort an Eibishter. He knows there's an Eibishter, and he wants that slacha that he should. He needs geld, and no one should see me, and I should be successful in my Eibishter shtick. That's normal pshat. And on this, there's a famous pshat from the Erech Lechayim. See the pshat. When the Kohen Gadol goes in, Lefnayv Lefnim Yom Kippur, he says one of the short tefillah. One of the things, Val Yikonsu Tefillas Oivrei Drochen. That the guy who's Oivrei in Pogam Esad Derech and Ezindik, and he's gone, Vapum Adamachtar Terachmon Nekariya. The tefillah is from a guy who wants the Eberts to Siyat HaDeshmaya in his Averis, Al Yikonsu. But the Vien Rav says a deeper shot, a better shot, a geschmacker shot, a more positive shot. The person was a ganif, but he knows b'shas ma'isa, I'm taking away the fruits of the zayas apech of another yid. He knows it's krum. He knows it's not right. It's inappropriate, and he cries out b'shas ma'isa. Achabodakari, Eibishter, help me, give me the strength to overcome my yitzhar. The pasuk says in Mishli, "Al tavoizu legana lo yavoizu leganav ki ignoiv lemali nafshi hirov." He's hungry. He has hashtub and that nius mavir el daitoiv el das koinius Chazal say, and that's pshat. He brings elsewhere. Pasuk says, "Until him shmer tomer e yosher ki achris leish shalom." Right? U poishim nishmedu yachtov achris reshorim nichrus. What's, what does Rashi say on ki achris l'ishalim? Im reishis ein loy aber achris ishli. A person of a pashkitz on yungir yor, whatever. He has no reishis. Oh, but he has an achris, because the person can always do tshuva, and it's the skapil mafreya. The chuit is called what ein shalom bat somay nechatosi, but he knows he can always return. And therefore, the Beis Hamikdash is called what? Pasuk Yecheskel? Ariel. Pasuk says, Hoi, Ariel, Ariel, Kiras Chonadov. So the Vina Rav says, what's it? Ariel? Ariel is Rashi Tevis. Rashi just said, Im Reishis Ein Loi Achriz Yeshli. So even a person of a Pashkid, the younger Yoran, Obri can always chaparai to the Beis Hamikdash, Lachapra Cholavin Yiseinu. Obri, that's Pshat when it's a gate of modern hearts. But she can do Rishoyim. This achrisay is nichrisay. He has no gate of nishdon. That's pshat. He teaches on one level. There's a different level, different depth, different strata. B'moitzoy menucha ki dam nucha tchila. Moitzoy menucha means after the menucha. I'm all a person could live in cloud cuckoo land, in illusion land, and hot menucha. He's happy. But we cry out to the Abish that moitzoy menucha shen ois menucha. There's no shalom about some of nechatosi. Right? Nevertheless, we ask the Eibishter, Re'ei Asi Raseinu Ba'omdam Ba'leilus, even if we're in the darkness, the chashkus of Laila, right? And we ask the Eibishter, Pneina La Tlois Va'al Lachatois, which on one level is that even when a Yid sins, Ober is still the Tlois, he's not happy with himself. And that's that Vitzadik Tzoyakecho. Those people who cry out, Al derech, ganva pum and mechtar, that we teach. And that's how we teach it elsewhere. In Nishmas, we say every Shabbos, Tzakas hadal, takshir v'zashir. What's the Tzakas hadal v'zashir? The Lachmetoida, the son of the Haflo, brings a moiditik of pshat. The Pasuk says, Ashrei maskil el dol, b'yom royim al teyu Hashem. What's Ashrei maskil el dol? El, every school child knows, is Rosh Davis. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. So Ashrei maskil el dol ani l'doidi, and dol is doidi li. B'yoyim ro, when it comes to yom hamishpat, and you stand there and all your machshavas dibur and ma'aser for the whole year go before the mishpat. Ashrei maskil el dol b'yoyim ro yimalteu Hashem, because the Yid says el for ani l'doidi v'doidi li. What's ani l'doidi v'doidi li? You start with a small hole in your heart, a bit of an opening, and the Eibishter will already... Right. That's Ashrei Maskel Eldo. What if a person... You know, they have to start with... This is the Lasata. So you start somewhere, a little bit. What happens if a person... Fapashkidel also. And it comes... Mam Yishlichus, and he's like... Like we say, Kidalde b'chorosh in the fact to l'secha. So on this, the pasuk says, Sakas hadal. What does dal stand for? Elfid lachmitoida, doidli. He knows that anila doidli is the pischu, the pesach kechudeshul machet garnished. Or he asked the Eibishter doidli, before the Eibishter loves me, and before the Eibishter knows. And we ask the Eibishter that he should shine into our hearts a bit of Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem, and it should be V'yochus al dal dal ve'evi. Because the Emes says the Pnimius every Yid, the Sforim HaKadoshim say, everyone says the Pnimius of a Yid is holy. And even Kal Shebekalim, it's Al Tereb Reis and Tanya is Muchan, Timur Nefesh V'kidosh Hashem. And therefore, that's Pshat, another deeper Pshat. B'meitzoi menucha ki dam nucha tchila. A whole week, a Yid is Torah, dalamicha val kalkola, b'nafshi of ilachmoi. He can't learn properly, he can't daven properly. What is on Shabbos? Shabbos is the ch. Yoyma din ishmosen at the Zoyer Putzid. It's noyem haneshama, it's noyem haruchah, it's all the good to zachin. So every Yid, even a pasher to Yid, it comes Shabbos, he has epis, as Eirus v'tshuva, epis gaguim to the Eibishur. And that's why it's brought in front, the Rav Shuster brings. Tiku b'chuyde shoifer is Rosh Teves Shabbos. We're not going to be genius working it, right? What's that? Just like when it says, when the Yid blows shoifer, the Eibishter goes in Kisei Din, and he's Yoshua Kisei Rachamin. On Shabbos, on Kisei Shoifer, what is Me'oyer the schus of Kal Yisrael? Because the Tikku B'Choy D'Shoifer is Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. And the Eibishter sees the way we are, not a whole week when we're running around like chickens without a head, but the Eibishter sees a Yid, is Zetzach B'Shabbos Tish, he has a bit of a epis somewhere in his heart, he has a desire to go closer to Hashem. Right? And therefore, Bakes Tikku B'Choy D'Shoifer, through being Me'oyer, the Bechina of Shabbos B'Yid, our Shabbos is... That is Ma'ir Bakesa, that which is Mechusid, not every, you don't always see the Gaguim, the Kedusha, the Slavos of a Yid, the Avos Hashem, Yiris Hashem. Or B'Shabbat, Bakesa, when it comes to Tkir Shofar, that which is Mechusa whole year becomes Liam Chagein. And that's Pshat, going back to the Pasuk we started from the Pshischa, from the Chuyze. Noyach's girl that came is Noyach. What does Noyach symbolize? You're not going to be a genius, Mephurish and Zoyer, Tikkunim everywhere. That you're supposed to learn tikkunim in El. So for people like me, I'll quote it once, right? That Noyach refers to, Naicha refers to Shabbos. Hello, you're not going to be a genius? Hello? Why is it called Noyach? Zeh yenachameinu, mimaseinu yitzvah yedeinu. Shabbos gil kol malach tachasuyin, right? And therefore, the pasuk says, "Soyer tassel atevan, soyer plus tevas gimatria 702, which is gimatria Shabbos." As the Rambam says, "Pesach ateva b'tzido, which is gimatria 1001, which is gimatria Yerushalayim, which is gimatria matan ateva beiskinozay, which also refers to Shabbos." Right. And therefore, by the way, the Gemara says in Shabbos and Psachim that if a person is nizer in the Gimel Sudas on Shabbos, he's nitzel from three things: Chavli Mashiach, Shibun Malchius, and Milchem is Goygu Mogi. And the Ozer of it brings, you're not going to be a genius. That's why Noyach, Ve'il Noyach Shleish is Bonim. Chom stands for Chevli Mashiach, and Shem stands for Shibun Malchius, and Yofis is the father of Goygu Mogi. Right? And therefore, Noyach is the Chin of Shabbos. And Noyach is, the Rechaim says, Noyach stands for, is in Trikun, Nafshenu Chikso, that every deep down, he has a desire for Hashem. Therefore, Vayizkor Olikim, which is Gimatria Sanegor, that's the Sanegor for Kal Yisrael. Vayavar, which is Chesed, Gimatria Chesed, the Gvura. Vayavar Olikim, Ruach, by the way, Olikim is 86. Hello? What's the biggest milui of Miliyudin of the Shem Olikim? I said it 3,000 times. You got to know this for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah's coming up in like a week and a half. Hello? Is Shin 300? We'll discuss in a minute. Hello? So how much is added on the 86? 214. Hello? Which is Gimatria, Ruach. So the Eibush is Mesmalah, Shem Elikim, and his Mamtik, all the Dinim that come from Shem Elikim, the Chamas HaMelech, through the Koyach of Shabbos, that Shabbos is Ma'ir, the Pnimi is the depth, the Gutzkeit in every Eid, the Chamas HaMelech Shechocho. And then you, the anger, the fury, whatever, that's simple pshat, the Vina Rav says in this story. When that's pshat, we start off the slichus, the pizman, b'maysoi menucha ki damnucha tchila, that a person, when we want to stand before the Eibishter, the vakesh al nafsham, we do so from the koyach of Shabbos, which Shabbos is avo, Shabbos is true v'ilah. I have no time to elaborate. I have like 1,000 gematrias, but the whole shiur will be gematrias. I'm not going to. Nachum Dovid is here. I got to be careful. No. Trust me. There's 1,000 ways to prove Shabbos is a tshuva from Avo, etc., etc. I'll give you just one example. There's a fascinating Yalkut in Tilim. The Yalkut says, "Kol oisa tshuva me'averis shebiyod." The person does tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moisev loy lekori loy shem chovim. The Eibishter adds a geshmak, a cherished, a beautiful name to him. Boyerei, remember Bnei Kerach? Kerach was this horrible villain, right? Yeah. What happens before they did tshuva? They were not called Shoshana. Once they did tshuva, that's why you read Lamatzeach Bnei Kerach right before Tkiyas, because right, hello, they were called what? Lamatzeach al Shoshanim Bnei Kerach. They called Shoshana. They did the Bnei Kerach did tshuva, and now they're called, says the Medrash, Yedidim. Shenemel of Bnei Kerach Maskel Shir Yedidus. So I saw. The Kranitz Arav says, "Amiri Tigavorten." That's why in the Zmiras of Shabbos Kodesh, what do we say? Ma Yedidus Menut Chosich at Shabbos Amalka. Because the Baal Tshuva, as the Rambam says, is called the Yedid. Where did I pick it up from this Medrash? A Baal Tshuva who Amish was sonny to the Abishur. Today he becomes the Yedid to the Abishur. Levush Big De Chamudis. Levush stands for Vachzirenu Bishuva Shleim Lefonecha. Big day, chamudas. What does the word big day mean? From the word boigid. right? That which here the two was the lashon begida, a rebellion against the Eibishter, suddenly becomes what? Chamudis. And therefore, the end of Shishanas, right? The Yidin are called both Shishanim and Yedidim, right? That's why the Das Kedushim brings a Meirut Gevort. I've said this many times, that Shabbos is the Gematria Meira Vasei Toiv. To go take something negative, something evil, and Shuvah Mahava, Shabbos, turns it around. And that's why, by the way, the Minig Yisrael is that when you Mekabel Shabbos, we're Mekabel Shabbos with L'chadoidi. And the Minig is, L'chadoidi, we always say with Geshmak, with Shira and Zimra. Because Shabbos is from a higher level of Tshuva, of the Nabina, of Eim HaBadim Smecha, which is the world of Shira and Zimra, is Gematria, Tshuva, Mahava, Makoil, etc., etc., etc. And therefore we say, Pnei Shabbos Nekabla, which is Gematria, Minay Pshutu L'Kabel Shabbos. Shabbos is day of Tshuva. Okay. And therefore we start off, how do we stand before the Eibishter, Kedalim B'chareikim? We say, B'moitzoi Menucha. We're taking the Koyach of Shabbos Kodesh. Kidamnucha Tchila. So the Majlis Rebbe says, Nisabracha Meri Dikavar, Chazal say, Rashi brings, B'tchila Ola Breishas Bar Olikim Midas Adin, B'tchila Ola Machshava Livrius Olam Midas Adin, Rosh, and the world can't exist this way, Shitevimai Midas Harachmim, Shinemar, B'yemasoy Savayalikim. What happened? So the beginning of the Brias HaOilom started with a Machshava of Din. Where does Shabbos come from? Shabbos come. Roish Mikedem the Suchos if Ma'isu Machshava Tchila. Shabbos came from before the Machshava of Brias HaOilom. Shabbos is the Shabbos before the Sunday of Bereishis. I can explain it, but not now. And Shabbos is the chadei of midas harachmim, the chaldinim is abrim mina, v'le shultana achra b'chol alman. Right? And therefore, before one stands for the din, oyim v'noyer of Rosh Hashanah, what do we say? We're ma'ir rachmim by saying ki damnu through the koyach of Shabbos, where Shabbos is megalad the panimius of every Eid. Ki damnucha tchila. Machshav is called tchila, but tchila olo machshava. Ki damnucha, we go back to Shabbos, which is midas harachmim, which is mahapik, which ultimately is the real kavanah in Bria's Olam, which is mahapik, the midas adin of the machshav. And therefore, I thought to myself, fees that you can understand, not only why Minig Ashkenaz is to start Slichas after Shabbos, with the Koyach of Shabbos, but Mamish in the middle of the night. Why in the middle of the night? That's a strange time, you have a whole day work the next day. You have to learn, yeah. Well, unless you're a Sephardi, okay, well, no. You hear? There's a Moiridik upon him, Yofis, the Parashas Achri. Moiridik upon him, Yofis. Pas David HaMelech said in Tillim, Ki Yomim Yutzaru V'loi Echad Behem. So Rashi teaches, Rashi. Alasar, ki yomim yusar. The Eibishter creates a whole year, 354 days, 365 days, whatever. Veloy echad bohem refers to which one day of the year, which is the yom echad, yom kippur, day of slicha mechila kippur. Then the pasuk David HaMelech continues, veli mayokur reecha keil, how gishmak, how reecha, reyus, how beautiful, how friendly, how whatever is reech, which is the period of reecha. When the Eibush is anil doidi v'doidli haroya b'shoshanim, which is a ring of reyus, what elul? The Eibush gives an elul to prepare for the v'le'echad b'hem. Why is that? Because the Eibush the bechazdoy, as the Gemara says in Ksuvos Daf Pehei, noisin lebesula shteimas or chuydish. So the Eibush made a zachesh. There, how many days are there in 29 days of el from Rosh Chodesh el? 29. How many hours in a day? What 20? Yeah, I know that also. But the Eibusha only, that night you can go to sleep. The Eibusha did not want people to be rabbis of Holy Lord, don't sleep, right? He said, by day you could work, at night you sleep. How many daytime hours? Day is lichtig, how many daytime? 12. How much is 12 times 29?
3, 4, 8.
Huh? 3, 4, 8. So the Eibishter and Chodesh El says the upon Daflo, the Eibishter gives every hour of the daytime of Chodesh El. You could be misakin a whole day of the rest of the year. Gevaldik. Only problem is there are 354 days in Cheshbon Leit Levona and 365 days in Yekimin Yemei Zacham. So the mathematics is a bit off. Right? So what is the next pasuk in Tillim? What does David HaMelech say? Asapre michol yirbun hekitzoisi ve'oid imach. What's the chapter? So the Eibush said, Taka, the cheshbon doesn't work. If you have every hour of the daytime of El, it's still not going to be Mesakan Mafreya every day of the year. Nervous. For that reason, the meaning of Ashkenazim became, Ashkenazim became that we get up early. And when do you say Slichus? Mitnacht, right? Right? And therefore you get the extra hours, with the extra 6 hours, but you get already, and with the extra hours in Slichus minimum of the three other days, you get enough to be Mesakin, Yirbiun, Michol Yirbiun, that the day, the month of Elul, the Lima, Yoker, Echakel, is overweighs all the days of the Amir Din Cheshvan. So I thought this is not pure, like just blank mathematics. You know, Daflo worked it out. Shkoyach. He had a good computer. No. What does Laila mean? Oyer is Yoim, Maiser Tzadikim. Laila is Maiser Rishoyim. The Eibishter gave us a Chodesh El, a fat period of Slichus, that which is night, that's why the word Oyer. Anyone learn Pesachim ever? When you were had short trousers? Oyer Labalser. Why Oyer Labalser? It can be two meanings. It could be day and night, because that's the koyach of Shuvah Mehava of Pesach. You can mahapich the night also becomes lichti. Can you do all this for him? In Kemi. In other words, the Hainu. What does this mean? The thing of Shuvah Mehava. And where does this come from? This comes from Shabbos, because Shabbos is Avo Shabbos, right? In other words, Shabbos in this gala that every Yid Rishonenu Lasis Rishon Malkenu, the Imrinoyim said, Bilam was told, Miktsos Tira V'kulei Leizir. You could see the cut of Yid, the end of Yid. You could see perhaps the Maisa, the actions of Yid, which are Lav Dafka always, whatever, to write home about. Ober V'chulu, if you give a look, have they done as kol ha'odom b'chavtzus, the whole person, and inner is machshava, and chavtzim, the whole in the story, you see the kedusha of every. And therefore we say, b'moitzoi menucha, kidam nucha tchila, that the Eibush should look at the tchila. What tchila always refers to the machshava of a person. The seif ma'is of machshava tchila. And therefore by the Eibush there, who's Rachman Liba boy, what does he want from us? He wants, give up his I hear a tshuva, give up his shakel, right? Because by the Eibishter, if he wants the Eibishter, the Chazdoi, he reckons the Machshava, the good intentions of a Yid is Kemais. And therefore says that Teres Yeshua, the son of the Jekover, Mary de Gavort, we end off by saying, Lishmoya El Harina Vela Tfila. Rina is Gimachia, where are you? 255. Tfila is Gimachia 515. What's 255 and 515? 770, bingo, which is what? Gimatria, Machshava, and Maisa. That the Eibush, the Machshava of a Yid, is considered Kemaisa, therefore the Shmoya El Harino of El Atfila. And I said to myself, just to add on there, Teres Yeshua, which is the day that's Nisgalad, the Pnimius of the Machshava Tahira of every Yid, even Harzin? Shabbos, we said. Therefore, 770 is also Gimatria, Paratsto. That was the Brach of Yankiv. Right? The bracha is to spread nach. That's what's called. Shabbos is called nachla b'limitzorim. Okay, no time to laugh. Okay, whatever. Shabbos. I'm not talking. Look in the Ma'ariv Shomesh, the Marinayim in Parshki. Yes, last week's parsha. Shabbos dafka is the mutza, which is mekasher a yid down here with the Eibush Druz Ein Sof. That's how he becomes mekusher to the Eibishter, and his inner epis, his inner deepest, innermost feelings is revealed as after Shabbos. And therefore we say, hat, we continue, depend, going through the Taich, hat oz nuch, mitzoy menuch, mitzoy Shabbos in this gala, the premise of a Yid, right? And therefore, kidam nuch, tchila, you're able to ma'ir the original Rachmim Chesodim before the Machshava Midas Adin. What's that Yoshev Tehillah? I don't know who wrote the. I'm an ignoramus, right? I have no idea who wrote this business, but for Ruach HaKodesh, it's Chazal, right? What's that Yoshev Tehillah? It seems to me, right? And Yakotin, it's Poshet Pasuk. We say in Tilim, Capital Chav Beis, Pasuk Dalit, Va'ato Kodosh. Yoshev Tehillah is Yisrael. The Eibush is called Yoshev. What's that Yoshev Tehillah is Yisrael? There's a famous Maisa. Friedrich Rebbe brings it in the Maimer. The Baal Shem Tov, whose birthday was celebrated yesterday. Chayel. The Rav Shem Tov used to go around before he became famous, incognito, like anonymous. No one knew who he was. He was dressed up like a simple peasant. And he used to go to Kforim, to Derfer, to the Yishuvs. And to get Yid, how are you, Vasmachtun, Gesund, Parnos, or whatever. And Yid would say, Baruch Hashem, Amir Hashem, and all full of Shvachim, and Munim, be talking to the Eivishter. And Rav Shem Tov had big hanu. Once he came to a Pesachtetl, and there was this Porush, an Alti Yid, who sat a whole day in Talus and Tefillin, learning Torah, Leposik Pumimi, Gir Sagana, Geunim, right? And he had a little room outside out in the shul somewhere, and he sat a whole day to learn. And Rosh Hashem went into him, and he asked him, Vasmachtu, how are you? And he had no time for a shitty chat with this peasant here, like it. And he showed him the door. He couldn't even talk. Didn't speak to Yichud Taylor. Showed him the door, like, get lost, beat it, scrap. So Hashem Tov says, why are you stealing the Eibishter's Parnoso? Stealing the Eibishter's Parnoso? What does it mean, Kvayochel, Klapim Meile, stealing the Eibishter's Parnoso? So Hashem Tov Taich, that's Pshat, we said, David HaMelech said in Tillim, Va'ato Kodesh, the Eibishter Mitzidoi is Kodesh, and Mufrish, and Muvdol from Eilimus, and Vels, whatever. However, how is he Yoshev? How does he come down? Yoshev, Milad, the Alter Rebbe writes in the Kutitarian, Parsh Kedoshim, how does he come down? How you Mamshich the Shechina down here in this world? Through Tehillas Yisrael. When Eden am Shabeach, the Eibishter. You know, you're sitting a whole day parish, right? And you're learning, Gevaldi. But that's your avoida of your cup, of your nefesh likis, of your intellect. But when a simple, ordinary darsit, vaibala, whatever, is Meshabeach the Eibishter, and in her speech, she brings down the Amunah Bitochin. Through that is Yoshif Tehillas Yisrael, the Bashem Tetaych. You bring down. It's a medrash, befurish. Al kol kilus v'kilus shemeshavchin yisrael haKadosh Baruch Hu. He's mashra shechina b'neim. How do you know? Because it says va'ato kodesh yeshiv kilus. So say Chazal and Breishis Rab. And therefore, derech agav, what does it mean to be Yid when Yid davins? There's two names of Jews, Yaakov and Yisrael. Yisrael the shema ma'ilik. Yisrael. Yeah. Why are we called Yisrael? So the Sfarim HaKadosh says Yisrael is gimatria yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. A yid on his, which a Yisrael refers to a Jew b'vchinas a davener mispal. Gerade the commander brings in Megillah Storm. It was one of the Talmidei of Hashem who, when he davened, if anyone walked in his dalal amis, which is also a pialocha, b'toych yishman esrei, he would die. There was such a gilu shechina in that in those dalal amis, an ordinary boss of Adam couldn't be so evil to be the Talmud of Hashem. In his place, Bishas Meis. And by MS, the Naomi Melech brings, parts of Bereshit, why we call Yisrael? Sheer Kale. The Amzu Yotartuli, Tilos Yisapeiru, Ayid sings, he davens, Mahalal, gives Zmiris, Sheer, Zishbach, to the Abishir. That's where we're doing. The Chesoifer says in the Drosha also, Tfilas Gimachia, what? 515. Havaya is 26. How much is 26 and 515? 541, which is what? You guys are slow. Yisrael! Kielecha espalel, David HaMelech says in Kapitel Hay. Espalel is gimatria Yisrael. And through that, Kisarisim, when he came in, Davka, the Koyach of Yidin, is Koyachim Bepeh of Davini. You with me? Hello. So we say the Abish is Atta Kodesh. How does he create the Dira, a dwelling place in this world? Is Davka through Tilas Yisrael. When do we do it? There's not just, but my soy menuchi and tachila. Hat of the Chayyam, Yoshif, that's two separate, disparate parts to whatever could happen to rhyme in a poem, not Shakespeare, right? So there's a Hainuhach. I saw in the Rekeach, in his Pirush and Siddur, the Ovolotzion, right? So he says, Va'ato Kodesh Yoshev Tehilois is Seifi Tevis HaShabbos. Because the Iker of Shabbos, what is the Iker of Shabbos? Is to give Shiris V'tishbachos to the Abishur. By the way, the Satmar Rebbe Zayda, the Tovlev, the eponym, he brings it in whatever, in Chanukah, Meri the Gavort. We say every Shechinad, you say, Shekein Chuyvas Kol Hayitzur. Rosh Tevis, wakey wakey, make believe your life. Shikha. Ask you, what in the world does Shikha got to do with Shekein Chuyvas Kol Hayitzur? No, the MS Chazal say, Kol Neshama Talko, Alkol Neshimu Neshima Talko. Every you breathe, right? You should give Shevach Vodot Eibush. People sometimes are insensitive. Come spend the week with me, right? And see what I see every week. And boy, would you realize how precious every breath is, right? So why do we not, why are we, who could live like that every Neshima, right? So the melitza for us is because shekain chayvas kol hayisurim is gematria. Is Rosh Tevis Shichur. We forget, we can't live on that level of consciousness all week, right? When is the one day of the week where we're not Torud, Alam Bichel Kol, Shabbos, right? Initially, the famous story, right? I always say the Sfasem, right? The Chazal, the Sforum say, Shabbos is a school of Fazkhir. If you want to remember, you want to sharpen your memory, be Nizer in Shabbos. Because the Gemara says famously, Shomer v'zocher, right? Zocher v'shomer. Kol sheyeshna b'shmir, yeshna b'zchir. If you're Shomer Shabbos, then you come to be Zoycher. As the Sfasem famously says in the Parash Pisiso, Torah that you learn on Shabbos, you never forget. In the Zmira, Zichru Teras Moshe, b'mitzvah Shabbos Gerusa. Torah that you learn on Shabbos, you never forget. In fact, it says in Sfarim, there's a Medrash, I have no idea where this Medrash is. Anyone who will show me where the Medrash is, I'll bring his Mesanu Lebe Mesusa. There's a medrash all this foreign bring that when Moshe came down with the luchas from the mountain, right, and he saw they were worshiping whatever, he smashed the luchas. And Chazal, how did he smash the luchas? The oisius were poros. The oisius flung off. 9 of the 10 commandments. The only dibur of the Aseret HaDibros which remained was Shabbos. And that's alluded to in the tefillah that you say every Shabbos. Yes? Would you say every Shabbos? Right? Ushnei luchas avonim hoyrid biyodoi v'kosuv bohem. In both the luchas v'shoy luchas shmir Shabbos, right? Because that didn't forget. That didn't pile. What do you know about the letters of Perchus? And Moshe smashed the luchas. So the Gemara says in Erevin, famously, that because the letters and Moshe smashed the luchas, therefore the shicha in the world. Now I understand what the Sfas Emma says. Shabbos, the letters never fell. Right? Even in the shivri luchas, Shabbos still remained, and therefore Shabbos is no inyan of shicha. If there's no inyan of shicha, there's no heter on Shabbos, the whole week you could say, Shekin Kovach Yisroel is Rosh David Shicha. Or Shabbos is a day of schira. So Shabbos, therefore, it's a day of singing, a day of song. Right? And that's the in. What time is it? Okay, 2. We started late today, and that's the inyan that it said. We add v'siyim mincha oiz oider olas is chayu. The eruptions we said before Shabbos is tikkun b'chayu the shofar. What's connected to Shabbos? When you blow the shofar, what happens? What are you doing when you blow a shofar? What the eruptions says shofar is the inyan of freedom. It says, "Yivavartim kol trua," right, and across them drawer of hearts, right. You proclaim liberty. What's that? A person sometimes says tzimtzum. What do you call English? You're limited. You're constrained. You're verdrickt. You're, I don't know what the word is. Verdrickt is not young English. You're narrow. You're choking, right? And then you have a merchav. The inyan of shofar is min, as we say, the first pasuk min ameitzar karosi ko anoni bemerchav ko. Right? Midas hayira is a meitzar. Midas haavo is harchov, is pashtus. Right? You don't got to be a genius. The Tzaddik's foreign Akhdashim, the Vishnu Rebbe says in this week's parashah, everyone says it. Shofar is connected to both the Shem Havaya and the Shem Elikim. Why the Shem Havaya? You blow, it's min ameitzar, a small narrow hole. Right? That's Yud. Right? The kol, the hevel you pour into it is hay. The meshech of the shofar is the vav. The kol that comes out min amerchav, that's vayter hay. I can't explain it to you much amount of time, but trust me. Right? Why is it connected Elokim? Hello? Very simple. What is the gematria of Elokim? How would you say that in Lashon Kodesh? Peivav? 86. Okay, good. What is the milui, the highest milui of Shem Elokim? I said before, Shin. And what is the ribuy of Shem Elikim? Aleph, Aleph Lamed, Aleph Lamed K, Aleph Lamed. What do I got? 200. You know that. You guess. Okay, fine. So what do you got? Put it together. You have Pevov and a Shin and a Reish. You got a Shofar. So Shofar is connected Elokim. But Hashem the Kol Shofar, we say. Because Shofar is Mamtik al Gvuris. And it takes a Yid Min HaMeitzar Ela Nerchav. The Emissa, right? Yeah? And therefore we say, what? In the Pizmin, as Yemin Cha'oid, the side of Yemin refers to what? Sodim, right? Because the Meitzoi Menucha, which is the emes, the primius, the av of a yid, is expressed. That is really Ritzadeinu Lassu, is Ritzadeinu Malkeinu, right? So therefore, that through that, the Kadmucha Tchilu, Meir Rachmin, Sodim, and all good things are yidin. And therefore, as Yemincha Oy is Oyro, we have to be able to arouse Midas Achesed. And then we continue. Bitzedek, Nekad. Who's the Pachazm here? Refers to Yitzchak, because when Yitzchak, when Avraham Avinu was Oikid Yitzchak, he was Koivish Midas Adin, and he had infinite Ava to the Eberster Adke Dekach, Rishvel, Rishvel, Eishal, Eves Yudke, and therefore we asked the Eberster to once again do it all to us. And if I had the time, I would, that was all, really all, this was an introduction to this week's parsha, which we have the same Nakuda, but I have no time to elaborate, I'm going to leave something for next year in Yerushalayim. But the Ikri, that's a Mitzvah Menucha Kidam Nucha. That a Yid has to serve the Eberster B'frat this time of the year with a Simcha, with a Rananus, with a Chayus. I mention every year Rosh Hashanah is Gematria. The Sheinim V'rananim you, which is Gematria, Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is a place you're not allowed to sleep. Kind of Shlofen, right? If the Shamrim, they would sleep on the job, they'd burn their garments, right? You don't sleep, because the Midrash is a base Chayenu, in a place of life, there's no sleep. Sleep is 1/30th of death. Therefore, what do we do? Rambam is murdered. The same Rambam that starts off, everyone knows the Rambam, that... the end of that same halach in Rambam, and therefore v'nogu kulam lokum balayla. The kvetch here is to get up in the night. Dafka to show the Eberster like a simin that I shlofnish, right? That I'm turning over the night in my life, and that is the inyan of zrizus and simcha and ahava, and for ava and zrizus. I've said many times. This Schar Mitzvah by Alma, the Eberster has to reward us in this world. The Simon of Zrizim, Makdimin the Mitzvahs, Makdimin, so you can't say, as we said last week, Miyakdimani Vashalim, one of the reasons why Schar Mitzvah Amaleka, right? So in that, I have no time to elaborate, but that is the inyan of why, what's the end of Parshas Kisaita talking about? Amalek. By the way, how does it start off? Loi Sishkuch. Shichum. Don't. Amalek is connected, right? Right. If you're zoich and you're moich Amalek, then you're zoich to have a Rosh Hashanah, which is Yom Hazikoroin. Right? Hello, you with me? Why? Because what is Tishrei? What's the gematria of Tishrei? You don't have to be a genius to work it out. 910. What is 910 in Judaism? Hello. 910. No, anybody out there? Oh, Gewalt, Gewalt, Gewalt. No, what's 910? Ein Satan ve Ein Pegarah, which is Rotev Shofer. And 910 is Yitamu Chatoyim in Oritz. Why? What do they got to do with Bechiris Amalek? Because the Pasuk says, Ki Yetzer Lev Ha'odom, Rak Ra Kol Hayoim. So if it is Rak Ra Kol Hayoim, Amalek. Amalek is the Yitzhara, the Satan, the Malachamov, all the black things in the world, right? And when a Yid has Zrizus, Amalek is called Rachis Goyim Amalek. Bikurim is all about Zrizus, right? Right? That a person, the Te'enosh Bichra, Zrizus, that way the place of Bikurim are brought to the base of Migdosh, which is the Avinashia, which is the place of Rachis in the world, right? And when a person does that, and the Hebrew has a zrizus, he's a mashkimim, and he gets up be'oid lail in the middle of the night for the Eberster, and that's a mesiras nefesh, it says in Sforim, and the Eberster blesses. I just saw a story. I'll just finish off. A simple story. I saw the commander Rebbe from Yerushalayim brings up. The Hashem Tov went to a guy. The guy was nebuch meduchah b'yisurim tzoris tzoris le'aleinu. I mean, else. So he said to the Yidl, "How are you? Like, how are you doing? How are you managing?" He said, Baruch Hashem, Rashefer, you know. So if I just in the Baal Shem Tov, why he didn't like that person? The Chatzoros has to bang on the gates of heaven like the Ma'ir Rachmim, and just taking it as a placid, as a serene. He says, "Why are you saying Baruch Hashem?" And I know you know all the Dan Chosim in the story. So the Yid said, "Apostatid." He said, "I'll play your Rebbe, I'll play your Prat." I think to myself, "Uidu, I got Soros. Every Yad Inish Benafshe, we all got Petlach, right?" But I thought to myself, if I'm going to say, "Oh, do I got Soros, Soros, Gefelichitzla," right? The Eibush the Yishir B'Shamayim Yisuch. The Eibush that Lachet. You think you got Tzaras Yankel? I'll show you. I can show you what Tzaras are. You ever go to the hospital? You see how many billions of wards there are for your this, for your that, whatever. If the Eibush that wants to get a person, there's a billion different ways. Ain't soft ways, right? So if I would say, and kvetch and krechts and tell you the Eibushter, oh, do I got sorry? The Eibushter says, you ain't seen nothing yet. I give you. This way I say to the Eibushter, Baruch Hashem, al sigit, v'samach b'chal toif. The Eibushter, diham oretz, shaitain. You think this is what you call good? The Eibushter can give in miyolde, amleya, apsucha, barchove, bonne, chayu, mezoine, beruch, bervich, begashmis, beruchnis, for all of us a good gemenshiyor.